Truth Serum. Divine Truth Serum for Humanity. The elusive truth idea in the modern world is often subjective and shaped by personal perspectives. For those who believe, truth is not a mere concept. It is a definitive, transformative force. Just as a truth serum is said to compel honesty and reveal hidden realities, so too does God's Word work within us, bringing forth truth and conviction. Divine Truth Serum has power to convict hearts, reveal hidden motives, and ultimately guide us toward a more authentic relationship with God and others. When conviction is brought to us through the Word of God, it is far more than a mere feeling of guilt or discomfort. It is a direct manifestation of God's truth penetrating our hearts and minds. This conviction serves as a powerful motivation for personal change. It is God's method of revealing our flaws, directing us toward repentance, and inviting us into a closer walk with Him. The effects of His truth are intense. God's Word has the unique ability to cut through the noise of our self-justifications and expose our deepest flaws. Hebrews 4:12 reminds us of this powerful truth. For the Word of God is alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This is not a passive exercise, it is a sharp, life-altering process that compels us to confront our own truth. A global impact, conviction, across humanity. The effect of God's Word is not confined to an individual's experience. Throughout history, the Word has had a profound impact on communities, nations, and even the world at large. The truth of God's Word cannot be overpowered, and its conviction transcends borders and time. In the world, God's Word stands as the bedrock of unchanging truth, a clear standard by which we are to measure our lives. 2 Timothy 3:16 affirms this: all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. This is the truth serum that humanity so desperately needs, one that refines, corrects, and molds us into the image of Christ. God's conviction will reshape our communication and actions. As we internalize His truth, we become more direct, plain-spoken, and unambiguous in our dealings with others. No longer do we hide behind facades or manipulate truth to serve our own desires. Jesus Himself demonstrated this truth in His ministry. His words were direct, explicit, and full of life-giving truth. Jesus did not shy away from speaking the truth, even when it was uncomfortable. As we allow God's Word to convict us, we too will find ourselves compelled to speak truth, even when it is difficult. Divine conviction will shift your perspective on sin and foolishness. Rather than seeing the foolishness in the behavior of others, God's Word calls us to look inward and examine our own hearts. When we allow it to reveal the foolishness within ourselves, therein lies an opportunity for growth and transformation. Instead of casting judgment on the world around us, we are to repent and seek God's mercy for the foolishness that resides within us. With foolishness in our own hearts, our natural tendency may be to run from conviction, to avoid the discomfort it brings. Scriptures tells us to do the opposite. In moments of conviction, we are called not to flee, but to run to God. We are living in a time where the need for truth has never been greater. More than ever, society seems to be wrestling with integrity, morality, and honesty. But there is hope. As we embrace God's Word, we are participating in a truth revival, an awakening to the reality of God's holiness, the gravity of our sin, and the transformative power of His grace. This truth revival calls us to live not just according to our own understanding of truth, but also according to the eternal truth revealed in Scripture. As we walk in this truth, we are walking in the very light of God's wisdom. For in Him is where grace and wisdom meet. In His Word, we can find the ultimate truth serum for a deeper repentance, clearer understanding of ourselves, and a more direct and honest way of living. Previously mentioned Scripture, Hebrews 4:12, New International Version, verse 12. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. 2 Timothy 3:16, King James Version, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness,